sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, June 24th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Hey, are you fully recovered, restored, and rested up from that absolutely fantastic Friday, Saturday, Sunday event this weekend there at the South location?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was quite the weekend, with or without all the extreme heat. It was a pretty awesome weekend. Yep, I'm just about fully recovered.
Well, I got to tell you, man, Vicky and I came over and had dinner there inside. We got to see Tim and Tracy. We had a great time seeing a lot of the Patriots show up for the event. But I got to tell you, man, that heat just absolutely knocked it right out of Vicky. She's been recovering from some surgeries, and she's like, "Honey, I'm failing quickly. I'm getting really weak, and I'm sorry, but can you take me home?" Because, man, that heat on Saturday was just, after that thunderstorm blew through early in the morning, the humidity went up, and, man, it got hot. I don't know what the temperature was, but it was definitely in the mid-90s at least.
Yeah, we had about 97, 98 degrees on the thermometer over here. And what I didn't have on my bingo card for that day, actually, was having to battle our own air conditioning inside the restaurant.
Sure.
At one point, we almost thought about maybe moving the comedy sets inside into the air conditioning, but we just, you know, the restaurant was just too busy. So there was no way we were going to be able to do that. And actually, by the time the comedy sets came around, ended up being a little bit cooler. But yeah, that humidity was pretty rough.
Yeah. Final people that ended up showing up, the numbers, obviously not what we had hoped for, but definitely a pretty good-sized crowd for your first location other than downtown, which people are basically accustomed to.
Yeah, we had probably just short about 300 people is around what we tracked.
Okay.
So for a first-time event at our new location, I'm not terribly upset about it. The thing I'm upset about is that, I can't even say upset, that's not even the right word, but what I'm most disappointed at is we brought such a high level of talent between comedy and music with Scott Page,
yes.
And it being so hot that not a lot of people were able to see that level of talent that we don't often have up here in northern Michigan. So that's probably the only bummer, is that a lot, you know, again, the heat just really, I mean, we had, I think, 50 ticket holders that didn't even show up, that paid for tickets that didn't come out. So
oh, yeah.
That heat really did, it really did hurt a few things, but boy, we did have a pretty good turnout. So I can't be too upset with what we've done for the first year, the first event at the new place. So I'm happy about it, but again, you know, we could have put 1,000 people under that pavilion.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I saw the chairs. You were ready to go. And like you said, when we opened it up to people that last week, especially when we announced that people could do walk-up tickets, you know, I fully expected a lot of last-minute people just showing up at the venue. But then that heat came, and it was like, man, I'm not going to be sitting out in 95, 96-degree weather. So, unfortunately, we didn't get the walk-ups, but that's okay, and we started a tradition. I want to talk to you about that
that's
next.
Right.
About the golf outing, and talk about the Ridge Golf Course. Great golf course. I've never played that course before, and very much impressed with that. But we'll get into all of it with Ian Murphy. We're going to hold him through the break. We've got some interesting questions coming in as well for Ian. So short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break. Ian, I got a couple of text messages. They said the golf outing, they wanted to be able to play, but last minute they weren't able to take off from work. They said, Is it your plan to continue the golf outings, and will it always be the Friday before the Risk It Festival going forward next year?
That is the plan. And actually, what we wanted to do this year, and the timing didn't work out with registration, is this is – so we're actually forming a political action committee. We filed our paperwork just literally Friday of the event. So the Iron Pig is creating a political action committee called the Iron Pack, the initiative to revitalize our nation. And that's what this actually, this golf course was going to be, or golf outing originally was going to be, was a fundraiser for our new political action committee. We didn't get any of the filings done in time for that for this year, so we just kept it a regular golf outing. So next year, the plan is that this golf outing event will be a fundraiser for our political action committee. And the PAC really is just designed to be a mode for us to support candidates locally and at the state level that support the Iron Pig's views going forward. Here's a perfect example. Michelle Hoytenga. She has been outstanding on energy policy, specifically about some of the stuff with Public Act 233. She wrote some legislation, and then some other senators wanted to jump on with that. She's supporting us 100%. She has since she's been a House rep. She's the type of person that when she goes to run for office again, we want to make sure that we push some funds her way to be able to do that. It's just that simple. So the plan is, that's a long answer, but yes, the plan is Friday before to do that same golf outing again. Yes.
Okay. Nick Wallace, who golfed with me, he said that course was great and the foursome was so much fun. Can't wait for the next outing. I had so much fun. He's actually going out and buying a set of clubs and getting back into the game. He wants to thank you and Ian, thank me and you for putting that together and inviting him to it. One of the things that people asked too, another text message, wanted to know if, I know you just got through this one, but it takes a lot of effort and planning and getting, you know, entertainment lined up and things like that. Any idea when you might consider doing it again next year already? They're asking to want to be able to save the date, basically.
Yeah, so the reason why we picked June 21st is traditionally for the last 15 years here in Gaylord, there has been a big outdoor music event, weekend-long event, called Big Ticket Festival. And it's a faith-based festival I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of and or have been to. That festival is no longer in existence, and that's the weekend that we're trying to fill. And that's also why we wanted to do camping. That was the plan, was to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday camping, or a Saturday night camping option at least, and make it a multi-day festival. That's what we want to build to. So our plan is to keep that same weekend, because a lot of people know up here in northern Michigan, weekends, every weekend is something different because we only get so many of these nice weekends in the summer.
Sure.
So June 21st, that area is always going to be planned to be that event. Yes.
Okay, good, good, good. So about usually then what you're looking at on the calendar is usually the third Friday and Saturday in June is what you're saying.
You bet. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, good, good, good. Well, that's good to know. Another question. You had mentioned another golf course, I believe the Natural, and you said you couldn't work it out this year with them. Is that a possibility where you might be moving it to, or were you very pleased with the Ridge and might consider doing it again there next year?
So originally I had wanted to have it at Black Bear Golf Course up in Vanderbilt. The only reason for that is that's my old golf course, but it's so far away. That was, you know, logistically, it also didn't make a lot of sense. So the relationship that we have with our friend Dave Bordelais over at the Loon Lake and the Ridge, which is where we played, they have three golf properties, and they're all just right down the road from us. So probably next year what we'll play is a bit more friendly of a golf course in the Loon. And when I say friendly, it's not only friendly for men, but it's actually a very highly rated women's golf course. And you'll notice we had a couple of teams of females, and there are a lot of women golfers around. And I'll tell you, nobody really tailors a tournament for the ladies. So what we're going to do next year is we're going to expand sort of a ladies division, if you will, and probably play one of their sister properties, the Loon, which is basically you just hang a left just past the ridge, and it's only another mile to, say, almost back up against each other. Another great golf course.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, you know, it was funny because one of the things that we noticed on the ridge, the puttability of the greens, they weren't a lot of these northern Michigan courses, the chief treetops, almost even Agaming here in northern Michigan, the slope rating on these greens are so difficult to read. Those greens were very friendly towards putting. I mean, only one green did we putt up to the hole and didn't quite make it up to the ridge, and it rolled all the way back to us. And that happens a lot on a lot of difficult courses up here in northern Michigan.
And I'll tell you, that's a difficult golf course. I watched that. That was originally Marsh Ridge when it was built back in the 90s. And it's a tough course, and they actually had the pin spots pretty tough, but the greens were in amazing shape. And I, you know, our team crushed it. I mean, we had a 56, so we did pretty well. And like you said, those greens were in great shape. So that helped us get to that 56.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that a lot of feedback from people that I walked around the restaurant, and by the way, hopefully you had those carrot cakes out, or it will be this week, because they absolutely are melding very good in that refrigerator. But get them out there and let people sample them, and give a lot of them to your employees. I offered one to your chef. I believe his name is Ben. I said, take one home to your kids. So he's going to take advantage of that. But a lot of people, as I was running back and forth in the kitchen and serving some samples to some folks, were absolutely impressed with your menu compared to downtown, how you've expanded the menu. I want you to talk about that, because so many people were so impressed with the various different types of foods you guys are offering, and absolutely loved so many of your items.
Yeah, and that's a great response, too. And it's a little bit something I hadn't anticipated. We'd always had plans of doing an expanded menu. So it's a bigger restaurant. We do table service versus downtown as counter service. So we have the opportunity to be a bit more intimate. You know, we do more desserts. We do more glasses of wine. But more specifically, we do take it up just a notch from what we do downtown. I like to say we elevate that menu. So everything that's on our menu downtown is available at the new restaurant. But then we also have a dinner menu. We have things like walleye Florentine. There's two or three steaks on that menu, including a ribeye. I know one of your favorites, and I recommend this to a lot of people, is the chicken entree that we have, the Marry Me Chicken, smoked at all. And that's the other thing that we tried to do, is add a few items that weren't smoked, because I'm not foolish enough to think that everybody that comes into the restaurant wants barbecue or wants smoked food. So sometimes we have couples come in, and the guy will want ribs, and his wife won't necessarily want smoked food. So we tried to add a few more items in there that weren't smoked, so we could kind of please both those palates. And it seems like it's had some pretty good results so far, because that's the one thing I keep hearing the most of is, oh gosh, I didn't know that you had a completely separate menu. But sure, that's exactly what we've done there, and had some pretty good results with it so far.
Well, that Marry Me Chicken with that sauce, and I highly recommend this side order of green beans with bacon. Man, those were awesome green beans, and they complimented that Marry Me Chicken. That was fantastic. Love the sauce on that. And wanted to ask you, too, and I talked to one of your cooks there about Friday night fish fries, and he mentioned the different types of fish that you guys offer on Friday night. So I want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, so we do a traditional fish fry, so Atlantic cod deep fried in our beer batter. One thing we do that a lot of people don't know that we promote a little bit, but all of our deep fryers run beef tallow. So we have no seed oils in our restaurant anymore. So anybody that has problems with deep fried food, try ours, because it's beef tallow, much easier to digest. So we have our traditional fish fry. We have our smoked salmon that's always on the menu, not just Fridays, but as well for fish fry. And then we have walleye Florentine, walleye tacos as well that are always on the menu. So we've got quite a few options. And, of course, we do have shrimp. We have shrimp cocktail. If you want to include that in fish fry, we can.
Sure.
But, yeah, having a bigger restaurant and having a talent like Ben Hammack, you mentioned previously, our chef, we brought him on board after we had purchased the place. We created the menu. We were just about ready to open. And I've known him for the better part of 30 years. Mm. And I said, boy, this is a friend of mine that's supremely talented. You know, let's bring him on board, and he's just taking it to the next level for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I teased him. I said, dude, I'm trying to put my finger on who you look like with his chef coat on. And I said it ended up being a combination between Dom DeLuise and the chef. What's his name? Gus. Oh, I can't even think of his name. The Italian chef. Little bit of
oh, fire. That's Emeril Lagasse, isn't it?
Emeril, yes, yeah. I said you're a cross between Dom DeLuise and a chef coat and Emeril, and he laughed. He thought that was funny. I said, well, you make sure you take the carrot cake home to your kids, because he said his kids love it. So hopefully you can get some good feedback on that. I got another text message. Man, you guys are coming in hot with Ian today. Wanted to know next year. You mentioned camping. Is there any campgrounds close by that we might be able to make reservations early so they have a spot they'd like to play in the golf outing on Friday and camp there Friday and then go to the party on Saturday? Is there any campgrounds that you're trying to hook up with?
There is. So this year we had Benjamin's Beaver Creek, which is just on the other side of Otsego Lake, not real far away. And then we have a new place here in town called Alpen Bluffs, which if you've got a fifth wheel or if you just want to camp or you want to rent one of their cabins, it's right across from the Otsego Resort on M32, which is just a few miles away as well. So if we aren't able to get our camping settled for next year, like we hoped for this year, some friends of ours own about 30 acres on the other side of a John dealership right next to us. So we're really hoping we can grease the wheels to allow us to camp on their property. But if not, we will once again have deals with Beaver Creek. There is a KOA campground just around the corner. There's a state campground right on Otsego Lake, a county campground right on Otsego Lake. So there is a lot of camping, but those venues you've got to get in way ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, mark your calendar again, the third Friday and Saturday of June next year, and we'll get this scheduled and get it out there, start promoting it way early this time. Great talent. Hopefully we'll be able to repeat but grow it next year. I'd love to get to be a packed house in that pavilion. And a little cooler June weather next year, please.
that might help tremendously. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, man, so much. Great event. Not bad for the first one. A lot of people I know told us that they did go to the downtown location, and the people told them where to go. They didn't know exactly about the south location, but they found it and ended up showing up last minute. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that for us. So, Ian, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You got it. Thanks, Trucker Andy.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading